you might say, last night it got so cold our pipes froze in what?
In the ice.
Okay, and when a pipe freezes, it does what?
It melted.
Okay. What about a big old wooden thing that people used to keep flour in?
Oh, yeah, a barrel.
Okay. Did you ever hear it called a gum or anything like that?
Well, I don't know the how. We used to have gum for beads, you know.
Yeah, right. That was a section of hollow log or something.
Yes, yeah. I saw it off and fixed it for the bottom in the top.
What didn't lard used to come in if you bought it in a
can?
Okay, did you ever hear it called a stand?
No.
Okay. If you had a little mouth bottle and you had to pour some water or something in it, you'd have to get a what?
Faucet.
All right, but if you were pouring it out of a jug into a little mouth, you'd have to, something that narrows down like that. Did you ever call it? Crazy horse or a crazy mule or something like that, and you just never knew what they were doing.
No,
I don't quite know about that.
I used to have a mule that I was scared to death of. I never knew. Sometimes I'd go in to feed him or something, and he'd be perfectly all right, and some of the time it looked like he was trying to kill me or something. And I used to go in with an armload of cobs, and he'd stand at one end of the stall, and if he made a move, I'd start throwing those cobs at him as hard as I could.
Did you ever see anybody carrying make butter with a carrying stick?
My aunt, my mother's aunt, used to do that here
yeah,
in Sheffield.
I have lots of times. I had it any time with these old electric churns.
Yeah. Was the, you know, up north they have, you ever seen one of these round churns that you crank this way and it's just a big drum that goes right in the middle? Yeah. I didn't even know what it was. Somebody told me it was a churn, because the only ones I'd ever seen had a dasher. Did you ever hear anybody, there was something you used to say to make the butter come? I've forgotten now what it was. My aunt Susie would say, have a little kind of a rhyme, she said, that was supposed to make the butter come.
Well,
I can say
it.
Yeah,
I can
say it. It was come, butter, come, something, and I don't remember the rest of it. Well, what did you, didn't you have to do what to the, how'd you prepare the milk to churn?
Well, I put it in the churn.
Did you pour it through a
strainer?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you'd strain your milk, put it in your churn, you know. Well, now, what we used to have was a cloth, you know, white cloth.
Yeah, right.
To strain our milk through. We didn't have none of these bolt strainers and nothing like that.
Well, after you made the butter,
You suck the
put it in a butter bowl,
and
put the,
and work all that milk out. Sometimes you pour your little water in it to get out of that milk out, and then you put them.
You know, I hadn't thought about that, I'll bet you, in 25 years, but I can remember my aunt now, the way she got the milk out. She would put the butter in a big piece of cotton linen cloth or something, and then twist the cloth tighter until it got.
And that's what we used to do, our lard that we'd strain, you know, we'd dive the, we didn't have no lard cans long back in his buckets, you know, we bought the lard in. And we'd put a white cloth over that and pour cracklings in there and let all that lard drain out there, you know, and then we'd squeeze everything out of them cracklings.
Something I was talking to somebody about the other day. Do you remember when they used to put